Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
And welcome back to the last and final segment of the Computer Corner for this Saturday, October...
The second.
Second.
19. What the, oh my gosh.
Dude, you're going old school.
You're old.
2004?
Yes. Hey, before we go to, we want a little nugget of wisdom from Chad.
Sure.
But before we do that, let's talk to Sharon. That's an interesting call there. Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Computer Corner. Now, you have something you want to bring to the table as far as the world of outsourcing.
I needed to have some information on my estimated Arizona taxes.
Uh-huh.
And so I dialed this 1-800 number, and guess what?
What?
What, my friend?
Outsourcing.
What? For taxes?
For my estimated taxes.
For the IRS?
For Arizona, for the state
wow.
of Arizona.
And
I had heard that the state had done some outsourcing, but, you know.
But wait a minute. Now, when you say outsourcing, how do you know it was outsourcing?
Because I asked him.
Oh, really? Was there a language issue?
No.
Oh, okay.
They spoke, as usually they do, they speak very good English.
Oh, so you're saying, so it wasn't like some tip-off like, well, ma'am, I think the rupees that you are trying to save would...
First, let's start with your social security number, my friend.
Also, there was that. There definitely was an accent.
But, I mean, they weren't referring to some denomination of money that was foreign to you.
No.
Okay, so it was still dollars.
It was still dollars.
Okay, so it's still
but
there.
But that
is kind of surprising.
¿Cuántos pesos tienes?
But even more important to me that I received incorrect information from them.
Wow.
And
oh,
the
no.
reason I knew, I questioned the information that I received from them, and then I... went on the computer and looked up...
You found the right information on the internet.
There was some conflicting information that he had given me that would have cost me about $2,000.
Isn't that special? Well, now the biggest concern I would have... Now, was there any interaction with you as far as you personally, or was it just a general help? I mean, like, they didn't have access to your Social Security number and that kind of stuff, did they?
I don't know. They didn't ask for
okay.
it.
Well, I'm sure they don't. I mean, because that would be really disconcerting.
Well, by just you calling, they would have to ask. You'd have to give it, I'd imagine.
What?
Well, just by you calling, I don't think they're going to have access to your Social Security.
No. Unless, right. I'm saying, are they sitting on a database? We're
right.
getting back to the technology. Are these outsourced firms sitting on our IRS database? Because they better not be. We're not IRS or any of the state tax or any of the taxes.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
But Sharon, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah,
that is
I just think at least our government, we should be hiring local people.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, huh?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for chiming in, Sharon. That is very, we'll have to
interesting
look into
little tidbit, huh?
Very. Hey, you want to, speaking of tidbits, you want to do something, you want to end the show with something very cerebral?
Cool. Sure.
Very tidbitish?
Yeah.
I've got a cool tip for the handful of those out there that use Windows.
Oh, there are a few out there.
Yeah, there's one or two.
I know a guy.
Anyway, it's... A lot of times, especially with older versions of Windows, doing certain things, changing the configuration on your computer, you have to reboot your computer.
Right,
your
so it knows about the new stuff.
Right, it'll pop up saying we got to remove. So, what you can do is hold down the Shift key before you hit go to the shutdown and click restart.
Right.
And then hold down the Shift key while you hit OK.
Uh-huh.
By doing that, it does what's called a warm boot, which allows you to boot up much faster. It doesn't reboot the entire machine, just the Windows.
Oh, so it doesn't like count up memory and check the hard drive and
exactly.
hardware and all that stuff. It just does a quick reboot of Windows.
Just a software boot, not a hardware reboot.
That's a solid tidbit.
Yeah.
Solid stuff.
What a great way to end, huh?
The power of the Shift key.
If you missed any part of the show, you can check out all the resources, and you'll be able to hear it in its entirety via the audio archives at our website, datadoctors.com. You'll click on the radio show section, and you'll check that stuff out there. If you want to check out past shows, just scroll down where it says previous shows. You can click, and have a good time.
It can't possibly be that easy. Obviously, we appreciate everybody that chimed in. Sean, if you want to hang tight, we'll take you off the air and see if we can help you and everyone else that's holding there. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle, or Brad Pyle, or whatever his name is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Reminding you, if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.
Stick around next for Dr. Art with, I'm sure, some information about the flu shot.
Caring is sharing.
I love my car.
Over the years, it's taken very good care of me, and I've returned the favor. But nothing lasts.